Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't know where you live. I don't know where you work. I don't know where you're at, but I'm glad that you're here. This is where I'm going to be for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. It is free. How do you spell Odyssey? A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to people tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. Shout outs to the producers in the studios, too. Thank you to people listening on Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody locked in on a smart speaker where all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. We got a lot to get into, and damn it, we've already gotten into a lot. Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's about an hour away. Paul Skeens starting for the National League. You got Corbin Burns, who's going to start for the American League, representing the Baltimore Orioles. We've already had a fun show. Thank you to our guest last hour. Brad Crawford covers all things SEC football for CBS and 24/7 Sports. He came through and we talked everything from Lane Kiffin to Kirby Smart, Kalen DeBoer, Jackson Dart. We talked coaches and players, Arch Manning, NIL, a lot of things that you can look forward to in the SEC. How about this? In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Ari Mayrov as he comes through from 33rd Team, covers all things NFL football. And so there's some news that came down the pipe today. I don't know how surprising it is. Brandon Ayuk says he wants to be traded. What a shock. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, you think about some other news that came down. Not a shock. Caleb Williams finally signed his rookie contract, as well as Roma Dunze. And so Ari Mayrov is going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that conversation. Hickey, everybody wants to go somewhere new. Well, Brandon Ayuk has been trying to leave / get himself a contract for a long time now. Well, hilarious stuff.
He is. Davante Adams is. I mean, T. Higgins, I feel like quietly, at least, let's say, he's been unhappy about his contract situation. Something this year about receivers, you know, trying to get contracts and not getting them, wanting out. Very popular sentiment so far as we approach training camp.
Yeah, but nobody like Brandon Ayuk. This man has put up social media posts and videos. The Niners don't want me. Come get me, Jaden. Commanders, come get me. He's putting up footage. It looks bush league. It's looked amateurish. I mean, you could have done this from the get-go. This is the news, quote-unquote, that broke earlier today from CBS Sports HQ.
We have breaking news from the NFL. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the 49ers. According to multiple reports, the two sides have been unable to reach a deal on a long-term contract extension. This after he was fined for skipping mandatory minicamp this offseason. He's entering the final year of his rookie contract, which will pay him just over $14 million on one of the best teams in the league.
The man is on one of the best teams in the league. He put up some of the best numbers in the league last year as a wide receiver, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns. He's playing with one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't care what you think about Brock Purdy. He knows he can deliver him the football. Just to go back and play with his college teammate on a team that, let's be real, doesn't have Super Bowl aspirations. Because at the end of the day, I want to kind of say this to folks. The first thing that professional athletes want to do when they're establishing themselves in whatever sport they're playing, they want to get paid first. They want to get the money. It was a big article today in the New York Post about Isaiah Hartenstein, why he decided to leave the New York Knicks to go to Oklahoma City. Well, the Knicks are winning. OKC is winning. Except for Oklahoma City was able to tack on 20 more million dollars. Okay, that's it. That's what it boils down to. Bag money secured, and now after that, I don't care. A lot of veterans don't give a damn where they play unless they actually got a lot of money put away. And so when you got to think about a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who's finishing up his rookie contract, and you got all these wide receivers all over the NFL making 30 now and $35 million in the case of Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk isn't stupid. He's reading the tea leaves. And he's saying, y'all done had Brock Purdy here playing for pennies. This man's salary is about to go from $1 million to about 50 plus. Hickey, what does Brock Purdy do with his first real that first real check that comes in, that direct deposit hits? What does he do? Does he like fall over and go to sleep? What does he do? Does he finally move off of some guy's couch?
I was just going to say, I hope he gets his own place. Please live on your own.
Well, he has to share the space with his lineman.
I mean, when you're getting that money soon, I think even in the Bay, you know, the most expensive place to live, I think you can afford at least maybe a your own studio, not a one-bedroom if you want to splurge.
Okay. Now, if you think about what this man is about to make, it's a comma. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is before taxes. I just took an arbitrary number. You ready for this, Hickey?
All right, let's hear it.
Brock Purdy, the guys get paid throughout the course of the season. They don't get paid in the offseason. If Brock Purdy, if his salary, the future salary is just like a flat 50 mil, before the tax man touches it, each one of his game checks is going to be about, this is two, this is a comma here, that's another comma. It's going to be about about 2.5 to 3 mil. Every week throughout the NFL season, all week long. It's 18 weeks.
Not bad. I mean, like you said, tax man's coming. Agent fees probably can chop that in half of what he'll realistically get. But look, I would not complain if I got 18 $1 million checks throughout the year. I'd be pretty happy.
And so you think about him making, let's say, what is he making? He's making a little less than a mil right now. Divide that by 18. Oh my God. He's gonna fall over, Hickey. That first game check, he's making about 55K a week, right? Which is not bad. It's not bad, by the way. Okay.
I would take that in a second.
He's making 55K a week during the season. And that's about to jump to about 2.7 mil. So good for him. A little bit of a lifestyle. Doesn't he also drive a beater? Isn't that what he does?
I don't know exactly. It wouldn't surprise me if that actually does. Maybe that's like a quarterback thing. Didn't Phil Rivers? He had like a banged up car, didn't he?
That Kirk man Cousins. Has no. Let's go back. Philip Rivers has like 20 kids.
Right. So I think he has to.
Does he have a van, a school bus?
Probably a rundown school bus makes the most sense.
Could you imagine Philip Rivers drives over to your house for a birthday party and he just pulls up in the school bus and tells his kids to get out.
Beep, beep. Opens the door.
just has tons of kids just rolling out.
I'll pick him up in 4 hours. Have fun. Drives out of there.
Yeah, he'll drop his kids off to go coach somebody else's kids. Isn't that what he does? He's a football coach?
He's a high school football coach, and I think it's Alabama.
Oh, my God. How many kids do you want to oversee? You got to go home and look at your own kids in the face. And then you're walking out the door to go babysit bigger kids. Like, whatever makes you happy. That would not make me happy. And anyway, Brandon Ayuk is not happy. He wants to be traded. Let me remind you. Back in April, John Lynch, who runs the whole operation for the 49ers, he made something very clear. Listen to this about Brandon Ayuk and his future.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing. But with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, you know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public, and so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side and say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
They want him to be a 49er for life. Now, I think they do reach a point in time where they can't pay everybody, including Brock Purdy. Debo Samuel wanted to leave too, man. Debo Samuel wanted the bounce, and they gave him a deal and a contract. But when you think about the money that's being put out and thrown at the wide receivers, there's a reason why they drafted Ricky Pearsall, who, by the way, is currently not active. We'll find out why. I'm going to ask Ari Myrov why Ricky Pearsall isn't active right now. Anyway, the 49ers got a lot of talent. They got to pay a lot of people. And Brandon Ayuk is trying to do whatever he can to leave. We're going to find out how serious he is if he doesn't show up to camp. I think he will. Because the fact is, who the hell wants to pay another wide receiver right now? And at this stage of the year, who wants to give something up? It'd have to take like a big old injury. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Chris is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how you doing? Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
I'm good. What, you have something about the 49ers on your mind?
I sure do. You know, I was up that way during the Super Bowl, their playoff run. And, I mean, I thought it was a lock that they were going to win that game. You know,
which game? Okay, thank you. Gotcha.
Yeah. And you could just hear it in the announcers' voices towards the end of the game. Uh-oh, Mahomes has the ball. Here we go. And all the 49ers. I was in the Holiday Inn up there with a friend of mine outside Golden One Center, and we just knew, oh, no, Mahomes has the ball, and that's it. They just can't. But this guy, Debo Samuel, is fantastic. The whole team is just, they're going to break through this year, JR. Okay. I just really believe that. I really do.
Well, I thank you, Chris, for calling from California. I think there's a lot of folks in Northern California and all over the country, because the 49ers have a very strong fan base all over the country, that they finally, quote-unquote, break through. They've been waiting on this for a long time, and, yeah, they got a little bit of a shot in the arm with Harbaugh before he ended up going to college, and then the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, and then they had to hit the dumps, and they've been able to turn things around. I mean, how many more shots are they going to get? Because once Brock Purdy starts making, I don't know, $2.7 million a week, that's money that's going into Brock Purdy's bank account and not Brandon Ayuk's. These are things that you never know about. And also, by the way, Hickey mentioned Davante Adams. Every day, we get a new rumor about this guy going to the Jets. And we talked about this last night, Hickey and I did, for the life of me. I don't know how they're going to make this happen. The guy is in the middle of a contract. You got to give up a million assets to get Davante Adams. The only way he gets moved is if he decides to pitch a fit for the Raiders. And he just went through this whole soliloquy about how he wanted Jimmy Garoppolo sat down, or he gave it his blessing that Aiden O'Connell starts. I mean, this guy would be asking for a lot to just say, the games didn't even start, and I want to leave. somebody else who believes he'll be gone before the season starts is Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, because he sat around this morning and he said, Davante Adams to the New York Jets? Oh, it's going to happen. Listen to this.
I think Davante Adams plays for the Jets this season. So the reason why I say that is this. Have you watched Netflix, the receiver?
Yes.
Stuff? Have you seen it? Have you seen the frustration from Davante Adams? It's not that much better of a situation. One, the only reason it wouldn't happen, Greeny, is if he would feel bad about leaving Antonio Pierce, their new head coach. That's the only reason.
Antonio will be fine. He'll be fine.
Okay, but that the loyalty of a competitor to a coach. One, the Raiders don't matter until they get a quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. So at some point, you got to try to go get a quarterback. Number two, if you're the Jets, why would you not? Cool. It's going to cost you a first. You haven't won a Super Bowl ever or in like 50 something years or something like that.
Yeah,
you've already gone all in. You have to make this work. If you don't win the Super Bowl, this is going to be one of the more disappointing acquisitions and runs and wasted talented teams that we've seen in the NFL in many years. This, I think this is a done deal. At some point, Davante Adams plays for the Jets this season.
Okay. All right. I don't even know who the Jets have. What do the Jets have to keep on trading and move? I mean, while they're at it, go get a J.J. Watt out of retirement. Go ask Calvin Johnson what he has left, being, I don't know what now, 38 years old. Let's see. Who else can they add? Hickey, anybody else currently in the NFL? The Jets should try to ask for Max Crosby from the Raiders while they're at it. Am I missing anybody in the league?
I mean, why not just go for Patrick Mahomes, like, at this point, right?
I mean, yeah.
Why not?
To back up Aaron or to replace him?
Probably back up Aaron for this year, and then when he maybe retires to do whatever the hell else he wants, then, you know, slide Pat in there.
Yeah. You know what? Give Aaron Donald a call.
Why not?
I heard he doesn't want to play anymore. Give him a call. Bring him back. Pittsburgh is much closer to New York than Los Angeles. Look, anything can happen. Are the New York Jets going to swing that much for the fences? I don't even know how they would make it work financially, people. And I'm not out here crunching the books. The New York Jets bring in Mike Williams. They still have Garrett Wilson. I'm no magician. But there's a reason why NFL teams aren't running around like the Golden State Warriors with Durant and Thompson. It's like all that money doesn't fit, man. If the Jets do it, God bless them. I'd be cool with it. I like the Jets. I'd be happy with it. Is it likely? I don't think so. I'd love to be surprised, but I don't think so. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of money, we'll get into Caleb Williams and his contract later on in the show. What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to have a chat with Ari Myrov. He covers football, all things NFL, for the 33rd team. I'm going to ask him about the 49ers. I'm going to get into Davante Adams. I'm going to get into Caleb Williams and training camp. We have so much to do. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. Ari on the other side here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Major League Baseball All-Star Game is less than an hour away. But the NFL is, well, damn it, we got people reporting to camp. We got rookies signing contracts. We have players requesting trades. We got trades that are being rumored and bandied about. To talk about it all, Right now, we're being joined by a gentleman who covers all things NFL for the 33rd team. We're having a chat with Ari Marav. Hey, Ari, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Without a shadow of a doubt, let's get to the man that we discussed right before you joined us in the last break. Brandon Ayuk has been kicking and screaming and posting and tweeting and has now formally requested a trade. Knowing that Brock Purdy is going to be in line for a deal unless the world goes to hell for him this season, what do you think is most likely for Brandon Ayuk for the rest of this upcoming season and potentially next year?
Yeah, you know, this news today, it was really him just finally saying enough is enough. But I really don't think this changes anything, as crazy as that might sound, because the 49ers, throughout most of this, especially ever since the draft, they realized that if we were to trade Brandon Ayuk, we wouldn't really be getting anything for this upcoming season, and we're looking to win a Super Bowl in 2024. So if we trade Ayuk for a, let's just pretend, the first-round pick in 2025, that isn't helping our case for 2024. So their intention remains to try to find a common ground number to extend Brandon Ayuk. They had a meeting a couple of weeks ago. There were no offers really passed along from either side, but it was more an airing of grievances. But this is his last shot over here of saying, you know what, I'm really sick and tired of this. I've seen so many receivers get paid this offseason, from Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Nico Collins, and on, and I'm being left out over here. But the 49ers want to get him at a very specific number. He thinks he belongs at a higher number. And just keep this in mind, they've done this before. Deebo Samuel, once upon a time, requested a trade. He ended up getting extended 2 months later. We still have August. We're still in July. We still have August. We still have September. I believe they're going to try one more time to figure this out. I would be shocked if he gets traded.
They can certainly try. Do you believe he's entering into his final year as a 49er?
Well, the reality is that they're going to have the franchise tag available for them next offseason. This is what T. Higgins went through last year, is entering the final year of his contract. He thought, all right, I'll play it out, and then I'll become a free agent. Well, the Bengals tagged him this offseason, and there was no deal done. So if he has a big year, the 49ers always have that franchise tag available for them. They could tag and keep him. They could tag and extend it. They could tag and trade him, like the Chiefs did with LeJarius Sneed. So I think their goal is to try to get an extension done this offseason. He's going to have to come down on his number. We'll see if he does. But if he doesn't, the leverage still is on San Francisco's side right now.
Ari Marav is joining us courtesy of the 33rd Team Football on the JR Sport Brief Show Coast to Coast. Another name that's been bandied about, and I'm trying to figure out how the hell he could be moved. There's a lot of jokes, a lot of comments, a lot of commentary about Davante Adams moving on from the Las Vegas Raiders before the start of the season. How much of that is a reality? How much of that is jokes? And how the hell could the Jets do it financially?
Yeah, I would not put my eggs in the basket that he's going to get traded before the season. There was a point last year when Josh McDaniels was still the head coach, and we're seeing some of it now on the Netflix series Receiver, where Davante Adams was truly pissed off, upset, wanted out of Las Vegas, hated it there. But eventually McDaniels got fired and Antonio Pierce was hired, and everything was much better. Like, he really likes Antonio Pierce. Davante did not create any fuss really at all this offseason. Really, all this trade drama that we're talking about with Davante, it all stems from Aaron Rodgers being on a golf course last week and just saying, I can't wait to play with him again. And I think me and you both know Aaron Rodgers loves to play around with the media. Who knows, maybe he was talking about his golf game, playing golf with Davante. Maybe it wasn't football. But right now, Davante Adams is staying with the Raiders. Antonio Pierce, the new head coach, thinks he's a very important player, but also a leader along with Max Crosby. And I don't foresee any scenario where he's getting traded anytime soon from Las Vegas.
Ari Marav is joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show. Some other NFL news that came down the pipe. We saw Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams sign their rookie deals, their rookie contracts with the Chicago Bears. A lot of expectations for the Chicago Bears. I think people are expecting them to take, I don't know, maybe a Houston Texans-esque jump next season. What are your thoughts on the Bears and what they could do this upcoming season?
Yeah, from all the teams entering training camp, there's not a single team that I'm more focused on than the Bears, because think about it for a second. When you're a number one overall pick quarterback, you usually walk into a terrible situation. I know the pick was not the Bears originally, but what Caleb Williams is entering to with the receivers and DJ Moore and Adunze and Keenan Allen and a tight end and Cole Kmet and a running back in DeAndre Swift and an offensive line that is above average, I would say, and a defense which was one of the best in football at the end of last year, there are going to be high expectations because no rookie quarterback walks into that. And when you're a rookie quarterback like Caleb Williams, who was a Heisman Trophy winner, and some people were calling generational, they're expecting them to really show off right away at the start of the year. And we're going to see them right away. They're going to be on Hard Knocks this summer on HBO. So the attention is going to be on them right away. And there's no reason for this team not to be competitive, not to be in the, at the very least, in the wild card chase in the NFC, because the talent is all there for that roster. So I have high expectations for this team, and as long as Caleb Williams plays the way we expect him to, the way everyone thought he could be when he was drafted, we all talked about him as a very, very young, impressive quarterback, the Bears should be right there in the NFC this year, in my opinion.
Ari Myrovich joining us from the 33rd team football on X. You talk about offense, you talk about talent. We've talked about wideouts as well. I don't think there's been a more vocal wide receiver this offseason than Tyreek Hill. And not necessarily for his own new deal. He's sitting at 30 mil right now. He's been bigging up Tua Tagovailoa every chance and opportunity that he can get. The Dolphins seem to be good, but not good enough to take that next step. What do you think Tua's contract situation is going to look like between now and, I don't know, maybe next March? And the same thing for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, so both situations are very interesting. Tua, last month at mandatory minicamp, spoke to reporters, told them, hey, the market is the market. And the market right now is $55 million a year. I do believe the Dolphins want to pay him. They believe he's their franchise quarterback. They have not really had one since Dan Marino. And they believe he's the guy, but they also don't want to pay him 55, 56. They probably want to pay him somewhere around, 50, 51. So there's a gap to bridge. But I can tell you this much, they've been negotiating for months. This is not like the Brandon Ayuk situation where they've been not talking and they needed a meeting to get the grievances out. Like, this is something where they've been negotiating for the last few months, and they're going to try to get it done. And I would not be surprised if it does get done at the latest before the season starts. As for Tyreek Hill, they do want to address it. I don't think it's something that's imminent, but his contract, you mentioned, is $30 million a year. It's really $25 million a year when you look at the numbers, because when he did that contract, there's a non-guaranteed $45 million on the back end that he'll never see in his life. And the reason it's there is just to make the average look higher. So Tyreek is looking at all these receivers who are getting paid this offseason. He's like, where am I in all this? I should also be getting an adjusted contract. So I do think they're going to adjust it. I don't think they're going to give him a brand-new extension, but possibly moving some money up this year, maybe guaranteeing some more money next year, because right now none of his money next year is guaranteed. So I think something like that is in the cards for Miami. But right now, their intention is to get a deal done with Tua first, and these next couple of weeks is going to be pretty big for that, because right now training camp is around the corner. That's really when you want to get those deals done.
Well, Ari, the team that eliminated the Dolphins in the postseason, ultimately won it all, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes talked about how the offense didn't run as efficiently as it has in the past. I think a big part of that is obviously Tyreek Hill. But they bring on another speedster in Xavier Worthy. We don't know the status of Rashee Rice. How can this Kansas City Chiefs offense run a little bit more efficiently, or is this going to be a question mark throughout the season?
I mean, I think they realized last year, late in the year, after that Christmas loss to the Raiders, that our offense isn't the same, but our defense is phenomenal. And they really leaned on their defense. They leaned on their running game with Isaiah Pacheco, and they still won a Super Bowl. But going into this offseason, they realized they got to fix up some of the offense, and they addressed it. I mean, you mentioned drafting Xavier Worthy. They signed Marquise Brown on a one-year prove-it deal. He had other offers for a multi-year deal. He decided to take a one-year deal with the best quarterback in football with a chance to possibly have a big year and then get a big money deal next year. So they have some significant reinforcements in that offense with Marquise, with Xavier. We'll see what happens to Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce, of course, is back. He's not retiring. He's obviously living life right now, but he'll be back as well. So that offense, they believe, will be back to at least better than what it was last year, and they still have their running backs, and their defense is still very good. Like, I know they lost a Jarius Sneed, but they believe in their young cornerbacks. They have Trent McDuffie. They have Jalen Williams. Like, they have really good players there that they believe is up and coming. So I think this team is even better than it was last year. And of course, they won the Super Bowl last year. So the Chiefs are still very dangerous, and this offense is way faster and way more dangerous than it was a year ago.
Ari Marav is joining us from the 33rd team. As we start to wrap things up, what are some of the other stories that you're paying attention to as we get ready to roll into camp?
Yeah, there are a number of things, and probably the biggest ones right now are the looming contract situation. I know we mentioned some of them, but the situation in Dallas is fascinating with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. All three of them are eligible for extensions. Dak and CeeDee are probably the most important ones right now from a timeline standpoint. Will anything get done over there? I think that's very, very interesting. And then there are a bunch of other contracts that are still out there. Like, we're waiting on some offensive linemen who could really reset the market. Tristan Wirfs in Tampa Bay could become highest-paid offensive tackle in history. Creed Humphrey in Kansas City could be the highest-paid center in history. So there's a lot of contract situations out there that are still looming. And with training camp around the corner, as you know, that is really the point date that teams have where they really send in their best offers and they really try to get it done. So the contract situations as training camp rolls around, those are the ones that we're definitely keeping an eye on as we get closer to football.
Hey, Ari, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the insight. Where can people follow you and all of your work?
Yeah, so my Twitter or X page is @MySportsUpdate. Go get all your NFL news and information there. All my written work, all my video work, that is done on the33team.com. We also have a lot of former and current executives, former and current coaches. The St. Brown podcast is there as well, a really popular show. So go check it out over there. A lot of really great football content as the season is right around the corner.
Hey, Ari, appreciate the time. The NFL, it doesn't stop, so I know you'll be busy. We'll talk to you on down the line. Appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you so much.
No doubt about it. That Ari Myrov, courtesy of the 33rd team, coming through to drop knowledge about everything going on in the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, no certainty that he's going to be traded. You talk about Davante Adams. Ari doesn't believe that he is going to be moved. And, man, we just got to wait and see what else happens with the rest of the season. We are staring in the face of NFL training camps. The rookies have shown up, and by the time we get to next week, the end of next week, all of the teams are going to be in action. Give it another 2 weeks. We're already going to be having the Hall of Fame game. Yeah, time flies. I swear they just crowned the Chiefs Super Bowl champs, and boom, here we are, right back in training camp. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Brandon Ayuk doesn't feel that he's being respected. He doesn't feel that he's being treated the way he should. I want to tell you about an NFL legend, an NFL Hall of Famer, someone that we've had here on the JR Sport Brief Show that seemingly faced the ultimate disrespect recently while with his family. I'm going to tell you about what happened to an NFL legend on the other side of the break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Ari Myron for joining us in the last break. Ari came through. We talked all things NFL. doesn't think that Brandon Ayuk is going to be moved. Says that they can also tag him next year if they don't come to terms on a contract extension. Doesn't think Davante Adams is moving. Thinks that's just Aaron Rodgers throwing things up into the atmosphere. Expecting the Chicago Bears to do some damage. Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. Let's see how Caleb Williams handles playing in Chicago in the NFL for the Chicago Bears. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The top of the hour, I want to talk to you about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's going to get started out in Arlington, Texas. I want to tell you what I'm looking forward to. We'll go ahead and give you an update there. Obviously, we want to see Paul Skeens. I want to see Skeens versus Judge. That's what the world wants. Hickey, am I on a stretch? Is it okay for me to say Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball? Is that okay?
That is okay, yes, sir.
Is it okay to say that Skeens right now is the best pitcher?
Absolutely.
I want to see the best versus the best. We'll get there. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. And then we'll also get on the clock. I want to see when the first pitch is thrown. We'll get there. Take your time. We'll get there. But I did mention this before we went to break. Brandon Ayuk is not happy because of his contract. He wants his money. Nobody hit him. Nobody stole from him. No problems, no issues. It's just a football issue. It's a business issue. One of my favorite NFL players, by the way, also a former dog, Bulldog, Georgia Bulldog. This man, and I don't know what he does at home. None of my business. My interactions with him have always been very pleasant. It's Terrell Davis. This is a Hall of Fame running back whose career was shot out of a cannon, helped John Elway win two Super Bowls, retired after 7 years, and had such a great career, he still went into the Hall of Fame. I could see Terrell Davis just, I close my eyes, mile high salute from the West Coast to the East up into the mountains. Mile high salute. Well, every now and then you see him on TV. Every now and then you hear some thoughts. Every now and then I have him on the show. Well, yesterday there was some not too good news as it relates to Terrell Davis. It seems like he had an issue, something that a lot of people can relate to, an issue flying, except for he was taken away in handcuffs. A matter of fact, take a listen to this story, courtesy of CBS Colorado.
Broncos Hall of Famer Terrell Davis is put in handcuffs after his United Airlines flight from Denver to Orange County. On Instagram, Davis says he was with his family when he tapped the arm of a flight attendant. He goes on to say that man said, quote, "Don't hit me," and then left the front of the plane. When his flight landed, six FBI and police agents boarded the plane and put him in handcuffs. Davis says he was taken off the plane and they apologized for the accusations. The FBI says he was released to continue his travels. United also responded saying in part, quote, "We have removed the flight attendant from duty while we closely review this matter."
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't there. Hickey wasn't there. I don't think anybody listening was there. The man tapped the flight attendant to get the attention of something for his son. The flight attendant, according to Davis, shouted, "Don't hit me." Terrell Davis says he was confused. He says there were other passengers who witnessed the exchange. They thought that the employee was incredibly rude and blatantly wrong in his accusations of me hitting him. He says, "I remain humiliated, embarrassed, powerless, and angry." United Airlines apologized. And I mean, just damn. Hickey, I wasn't there, but this to me just sounds like an overzealous, without knowing the details, it sounds like an overzealous, over-anxious employee.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly what it sounds like. And my question, Lisa, is why? Like, I mean, this is not like someone bothering you at work and you snap it and okay, you move on. Like, He was arrested. Like, this is a huge deal. Why are you making something that allegedly seems to be a way bigger deal than it was supposed to where now all of a sudden your employer, if this is talking about the flight attendant, is apologizing for your actions? Like, what are we doing?
Well, we just shout out to all the flight attendants out there. We know it can be a stressful job. Okay, you got to yell at people all day, you know, close the bags or close the overhead, put this down, don't touch that. It can be a stressful job. And let's also put it this way. This is not, Hickey, I got friends who are flight attendants, especially with Delta being a hub here in Atlanta. There's so many people associated with the flight industry all over the place. I can't imagine, like, I'm in a studio, you're in a studio. Right? We got to be here for, you know, a couple hours a day. Could you imagine being in the sky all day with nowhere to go? And you got to deal this. You're doing customer service in the sky all day long. Can't go anywhere. When you don't feel good, and what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You're going to hit the eject button. You can't go anywhere. It's a tough situation. So I understand the stress, because sometimes saying hello to the flight attendants, some of them are very friendly, sometimes overly friendly, if you ask me, if there's such a thing. And then sometimes other ones are just like they're all ready to get off from work. And I get it. I could easily see, as many videos that we have of crazy passengers and people completely losing their minds and drunks on planes. And these are all reasons for the flight attendants to be upset as well. For the life of me, I don't understand. I could see a flight attendant being agitated and looking at Terrell Davis, who is not a small man. He is a black man. He's big. He's strong. Tapping him and him going, "Why'd you hit me?" And it's just like, "Well, calm down. I'm just trying to get apple juice for my son. Like, what? I didn't smack you." You would think Terrell Davis hit him with a backhand smack and told the guy to sit down. Like wholly unnecessary. Now, I wasn't there. Hickey wasn't there. But you want to tell me that you in your life have never encountered, like, poor customer service? Like, someone who doesn't want to do their job, someone who doesn't want to give you the time of day? I mean, we got a lot of people who are showing up, and maybe it's you right now listening to me. If it's you, my bad, not really. They're just showing up and they're collecting a check. Like, hey, what are we doing here? It's not easy. People who do customer service, they're human beings too. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, they take their problems to the customers who are in front of them. And unfortunately for this airline, United, they got to speak up for their miserable employee that day. All the best to Terrell Davis. Every time I've spoke to the guy, met him, had him here on the show, nice guy. Nice guy. If he's going to punch anybody, punch me so I can sue instead. 855-212-4227. Before we hit the break, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Congratulations to Teoscar Hernandez. He became the Dodgers' first slugger ever to win the Home Run Derby as he beat Bobby Witt Jr. This man hit 14 home runs in the final round. Witt hit 13. It came down to Witt's final swing. It landed at the center field wall, and it gave Teoscar Hernandez the victory. It also gave us a chance and an opportunity to hear him speak for the first time. Oh, yeah, we played the audio in the first hour. Never heard Teoscar speak in my life. Good for him winning the Derby last night. I think more people remember the drunk lady who ended up singing the national anthem. Maybe Major League Baseball will be better off tonight. A matter of fact, they're doing the introductions right now. So it looks like the All-Star game is actually going to start at a decent time. How about that? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about this All-Star game. I want to get into Paul Skeens and Aaron Judge. My fingers are crossed that it happens. We're going to wait and see. You know what? Let's hear from Skeens. And let's hear from Judge's teammate Soto, too. Yeah, it's almost All-Star time. But me, I ain't going anywhere. Here for another 2 hours, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.